If you have a student loan, you probably know by now that your bill is about to come due. For more than 3 years, the federal government paused payments to give borrowers a little relief during the pandemic. Well, tomorrow, interest on those accounts will start to accrue again. And come October, millions of Americans will have to resume making payments. Sam Neugebauer is one of them. She's a 34-year-old research assistant in Washington, D.C. We spoke with her last year when President Biden announced his plan to forgive student loan debt, which then the Supreme Court struck down a few months later. Sam, hello. It's good to speak with you again.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
And so when we spoke with you last year, you were about $100,000 in debt, and you had just applied to a public service loan forgiveness program, and that's for your work as a teacher over so many years. Tell us, how are things going now?
So after I applied for the program, I had to wait several months to hear back if my positions in the past qualified under that program, and that was a bit of a nerve-wracking experience. And then one day out of the blue, I got the email that said they do. And so I found out that for my government loans, which are about 80K of that 100K, should presumably be cleared in 17 payments.
Oh, wow.
Because of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
So like a year and a half. What a relief, right?
Yes.
I can't imagine. How different will your payments be now compared to when they were, say, 3.5 years ago when the pandemic put the pause on things?
So my payments when the pandemic put the pause on things were about $650, $700 a month. But now I'm told I qualify for that new SAVE program, which I don't know a lot about. So it will be significantly less than it was in the past. But I'm also in a different position where I'm making a lot less money. So it will probably be comparable for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of money. That's a lot of money every month. And by the way, we're going to get more information about SAVE. It's the president's new plan to help people navigate their student loan debt after his first plan was rejected by the Supreme Court. But let me ask you, how are you feeling now that all of a sudden, or maybe not so all of a sudden, but after 3 years, mm-hmm. you'll have to start paying that hefty sum every single month?
So I think it was more anxiety-inducing to not know the payment amounts. So for maybe from like April, May through a couple weeks ago, I had no idea what my payment amount was going to look like in the fall when it started again. And even, when it was starting. But now that I have a clear idea what the payment will be, I feel like I can try to make sense and work around it. It's the not knowing, I think, that really wrecked me.
Mm. And you had mentioned last year that you and your husband were trying to start a family soon, but worried about those loans. How big of an obstacle, when you look back on your life over the last couple of years, how big of an obstacle has your debt been for you to achieve what you want to mm-hmm. out of life?
I think mostly it's been a psychological obstacle. A feeling that I've had that I can't ever mess up, because if I were to lose my job or if I were to get sick or whatnot, these large monthly payments would always be there.
Yeah. Would you have done anything differently with either the way you borrowed money, went to college, or even mm-hmm. with the career that you chose, looking back?
Absolutely not. And I think that's what makes me kind of an enigma sometimes. I think that's because I'm a first-generation college student. I went to prestigious schools. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the exciting positions that I've gotten in my life have been because of the networks I've made with a lot of people who had a lot of more access and opportunity than me. Being the first person in my family to go to college is a pretty significant deal. So I wouldn't change it.
Yeah. And you're almost there. As you say, you've got 17 more payments to go. So you're almost there. Now, listen, as soon as we say mm-hmm. goodbye to you, we're going to
yes.
be speaking with Betsy Mayotte. She's an expert on student loans, and she helps people just like you navigate their debt. If
yes.
you had one question for Betsy that you'd like to get answered about this process, or maybe it's mm-hmm. something even that you wish you had known when you were first starting out, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. I would be curious to know if there is a way to move private loans like into government loans? Like, is there a way to consolidate them? Because it does seem at this moment that the government loans are have, you know, better rights and better opportunities. So what does she suggest for people who have both private loans and government loans?
That's a great question. We'll ask her straight away. Sam Neugebauer, a research assistant from Washington, D.C., 34 years old. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you navigating this process over the next couple months.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's hear from the expert. Betsy, come on in. Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. And Betsy, Sam wants to know if she can consolidate her private loans into government loans. What's the answer?
Unfortunately, it's a hard no. There's zero ways to make a private loan federal. It's one of the reasons that we try to steer people away from private loans as much as possible.
But if people do have some private loans, like 20% of her loans were private, it sounds like, and 80% public government loans, what should you do now that payments are coming due again?
At a high level, our general advice for people that are holding both private and federal loans is to try to get their federal loan payment down as low as possible and focus on paying the private loans off aggressively. By focusing on paying down the private loans as quickly as possible, you're making sure that if there is a financial crisis, you have the safety net. And also, hopefully, you're reducing total interest costs on those private loans by paying them down quickly.
Yeah. All right. So we are heading into a big moment for millions of people here in this country as these payments get started. What is the first thing that people should be thinking about now once, once they reach into September and October?
Where are my loans? One of the things that happened is there was a lot of servicer transfers. A lot of servicers left the business. A new one came in. So something like 17 million accounts have changed servicers. So the very first thing to do is make sure you know where your loans are. And people can do that by logging into the Department of Education's website, which is studentaid.gov.
We heard Sam talk about President Biden's new SAVE program. Let's talk about that. It's an income-driven repayment plan that will forgive some debt for borrowers. Explain how it works and how people should enroll for that.
Yeah, so the nice thing about the SAVE plan is that it bases the payment off the borrower's income. And if they're on that plan for either 20 or 25 years and it doesn't pay the balance off, they can be assured that the rest of that balance will be forgiven. So no matter what, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And I have heard that the payment could be zero. So if that's the case, what does that mean for the interest?
Yeah, that's true. So if your income is really low, it is possible to have a $0 payment under the SAVE plan. And that brings me to another really nice feature of the plan. If your monthly payment isn't covering the interest that's accruing every month, the government will forgive whatever interest isn't covered. So you don't have to worry about your balance going up if your payment's not satisfying the monthly interest.
Now, Sam had told us that she had heard she would qualify for this. Is there anything that you have to do to make sure that it actually happens, that you get these better payments?
Anybody that has federal direct student loans, which at this point is the vast majority of federal student loan borrowers, they're already eligible for it. So they just need to apply. And in fact, if they were on the older income-driven plan called Repay, if they're already on that, then they'll automatically transition to SAVE. But if they were on anything other than Repay, they need to apply for it either through their servicer or through that studentaid.gov website.
You know, even with some of these improvements to the programs, it's going to be tough on people to find a few extra $100 in their budgets every month when they didn't have to pay that over the last 3 years. So what's your advice for people who are feeling a little bit nervous right now about resuming these payments?
You know, Sam said something that really rings true with the borrowers that we work with. The ones that have anxiety, they have the anxiety mostly because they don't know. So the best thing that people can do is educate themselves about their loans, what their payment is set to be, and if that's not an affordable payment, what their options are. So I like to say to borrowers that the best thing they can do, especially from an anxiety standpoint, is don't let your student loans manage you. You need to manage your student loans.
All right. Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. Thank you so much for your advice. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.